Hello?
Blog Talk Radio. Yeah.
Hold on, let's see if this is gone. I guess not. Yo, what up, everybody? Blog Talk Radio land, internet land, and whatever land. Yeah, it's Brother B and Big Red. Another episode of The Menu. In your face.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah. What up, Big Red? What's going on?
No, I'm just chilling. Just chilling, man. Just chilling.
Yeah.
Ready to vent my frustrations.
Okay. I got you. I guess Mika and, Bad Applesauce will be on soon enough. But in any event, once again, another episode of The Menu. Brother B and Big Red in the house. So, how was your day, Big Red? And vent on before we get to the topic.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh. Okay. I don't understand, how a lot of these shows, I was watching a children's show maybe a couple of months back, and they were, teaching one of the, it was something like Sesame Street or something like that, and they were teaching one of the children about personal space. And My thing is, if you could teach children about personal space, why adults don't know nothing about that, or they don't know about that? I'm sure they have been taught about it, or I'm sure somebody has told them about it. And I don't understand what the problem is, that nobody knows how to give people personal space. You're supposed to give them, like, at least, I think it's 2 feet or 3 feet or something.
Three to five feet.
It's supposed to be 3 to 5 feet or something like that. And people, and I learned that. I didn't learn it when I was younger, but I learned it when I was, like, probably maybe in my late teens, going into my early 20s. I was working at a job, and they told us about, like, giving your coworkers personal space. You don't have to be up under them all the time. If they want space for themselves, give them that space, or anybody. But it's like people don't, like, they must have just forgot about that. Maybe they were taught and they just forgot about it, and they just don't realize that people need personal space. And when you're up on somebody, then when they start wilding out on you or getting mad, then you look at, what's the problem? Because you're up on me for no reason. And I don't get it. I don't get it. Just, today, in the store, lady hit me with a bag, hit me with the cart, hit me. It's like you don't have, and as soon as we move up a little bit, hey, you writing back. Like, you don't have to be writing back at me. Nobody's going to skip you. You're not going anywhere. Okay, it's no place for nobody to go. The store is extra crowded, so that makes more of a frustration.
True.
So I just don't understand.
What up, Bad Applesauce?
Hello?
Nicole!
Bad
Applesauce.
Shut up. What's up? I wasn't
taught that.
To me, that's common sense.
Well, you were born
but
in the right space,
that's
right
all
time.
Up on you, there are different cultures. If you notice that,
So
they don't. They don't do
that's
that.
That's funny she said that. That was on a damn show from another culture.
From another culture where they don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm. They're not taught that. We're the only ones that want that personal space. Then they don't, because they do it to me all the time when they ask me a question. I take steps back, and they move with me. You understand? And then I taught that. So I don't think they don't know any better.
Yeah, but my thing is, okay, if you don't know any better, my thing is this. Okay, you don't know any better, but you've been in this country for a while. It's not like you just got here. You've been here for a while.
And they don't follow the rules when they come here because they don't care. No one enforces anything, so they don't care.
And then when somebody will start getting mad or they start wilding out on you, then it's like, then you look like the crazy person. It's just like, I'm not crazy. You're on me for no reason, and it's unnecessary.
Right. That's all you have to tell them. Be like, you know, like I have to tell them, stay right there. You're too close. And because when they were like, excuse me, can I ask you a question? I can, like, see up their nostril. You don't need to be that close to me. And I tell them, you're too close to me.
Exactly. Exactly.
But a lot of them, they don't get it. They don't understand. There's mostly from different cultures.
No, they don't. They don't, not at all. They really don't get it.
No, but they don't.
Well,
I bet you they'll get a punch in the gut. They'll get that.
No, the thing that pisses me off is when I'm on the train and there's 50 seats available and the person comes and sits next to me. Now that hurts my soul.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
That makes
maybe
me
they
mad.
Like you. Maybe
no,
they like
no.
you.
No, we're not talking about. And I know what she told me. She's not talking about a man. Even men are kind of annoying, but men you understand. We're talking about the females.
Everybody.
From the other culture, well, they do. The females always do it to me. The females from the other culture, and my thing is this. Like I said, I'm a big person. I know that I'm big. But why you know that you're big and you're going to sit right, squeeze yourself in this seat, you know damn well that seat is not big enough for me and you to sit. But you're going to squeeze in that seat anyway just because.
Because they want something cushy to lean on.
Nah, they can't lean on themselves.
No.
You stupid. They got enough of their own cushiness. Like I said, I know I'm a person. If there's no more seats on the bus, and I'm not gonna sit up there and squeeze, you know, like squeeze into a seat that I know I'm gonna be uncomfortable in. I'm not doing that to myself. It's not that serious.
But the sad thing about it is that is there seats available. It is a whole bunch of seats available, and they will come and sit directly at me. And
yeah.
the first
mm-hmm.
thing I do is look at them, and I look at the other seat.
Yep, you
Listen,
know what? And
you're
right about
that.
That's just. I got an idea.
What's the idea?
Just fart. When they come sit next to you, just fart. And Lord, like, did you just, like, yes, I did. I farted.
No,
this
I
wish
you didn't have to do that.
It probably wouldn't even bother
them. I'm glad you find this funny. I hope somebody come and sit on your lap.
Listen. That's why I try to stay driving as much as possible. I've been there, done that a lot of times. I just had to get up. I just like, all right, listen. You want to see?
I ain't getting up.
Exactly.
I'm going to make your life uncomfortable.
I don't want nobody's cooties.
This lady did that to me one time. She going to sit next to me, and she know damn well the seat beside her. You know what? I got the hell up. I said, miss, you could have the seat. Oh, no. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
And that's, and I'm telling you, that's
my head. I was like, you
got
to be kidding me.
That was how
and you should
have
just
farted. I wouldn't have gotten up. No.
And you should have just farted right there. So you just got up and just said, ah. And I bet you would have never did that again. You'd have been scarred for life.
I'm already scarred for life. I just walked in on this and I'm scarred.
Because how you doing?
What's going on?
Talking about, Big Red needed to rant about personal space. So, I told her, like, you know, personal space, like, sometimes you just got to let out a fart. There was one time I was at work, and I ain't want nobody in the booth with me. Nobody. Somebody came along, checking the booth. So, I was blank, and they can't open the door. They was like, you want to be by yourself. So you damn right. I want to be right by myself.
Okay, number one, I think a fart is too much.
That's disgusting.
Listen to me. No. I think a nice, loud, disgusting burp after having a chili dog is perfect.
I'll be messed up for life.
That's not enough. You got to do something that's going to scar him for life.
Okay, well, I put it to you like this. When a midget has something coming out of him that stinks worse than a freaking 500-pound dude, yeah, that kind of scars people.
Well, so I ain't no midget.
Well, I am.
Nah, that
well,
don't
listen,
work.
Sometimes it's not. Listen, it worked for me, damn it.
I let it out.
They don't
give you space, and it's like everywhere now. They don't give you space. They don't. If you say excuse me, it's like a foreign language. And I get to a point that I have to be loud. You know, I don't like doing that and being loud. But if you don't be like excuse me, they'll stand right there, like Like today when I was at the store, almost took this lady whole ass off. If I didn't say excuse me, I just took a whole ass off.
You know what? That's his bad. But you know what? It's funny because I had that happen to me in Walmart today. Yes, Nicole, and my Walmart has your patio sweet potato pies.
We were in Walmart today too.
So I'm in Walmart. Now, mind you, prior to this, I was nice to the lady and told her that there was a line that was shorter and that she should go. She said no, whatever. So now the girl is ringing my shit out. I got to pay with the damn machine. Ma'am, could you please back your card up because I got to pay. She's standing there looking at me like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Honey, move. She ain't moved, so the cashier says, listen, she got to pay. You need to move that shit back. I started cracking up.
Now, see, I respect all of that. But once again, I got to stand, stay true to my guns with this. A good fart, and they would have inhaled it, and it would have got all up in their throat.
He's so stupid.
Yo.
See,
and,
I can't do that.
Just think about this way. Just think about the reason.
No.
If we saw you at Walmart again, yo, she would have went to the self-checkout. She went someplace else.
She don't have that here.
Wait, okay. In my town, our Walmart don't have self-checkout. And that bitch wasn't standing on
here either.
And mind you,
she
had like...
You would have made her go to another Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Here's some bullshit. The bitch had like 5 items. Her ass could have stood on that damn express checkout shit.
Yeah,
although that
right.
would be fucking long as hell, but that's not the point.
That's why.
The
right,
point
but
is
that's
her
what
ass
I'm saying. It's
there.
Like, my thing is, like I said, it's already a hostile situation because there's a lot of people in there. People are getting their stuff. You know, like they're getting stuff to, you know, the kids go back to school. So, you know, it's extra
hostile. Yeah, I know.
Kids is crying. But, kids get frustrated going
I
shopping. You know, especially little kids. Older kids are a little different. But when they small like that, they get frustrated. Kids is crying. They want to go get the hell out of there and stuff. But it don't make no sense. You because the line is moving. Okay, the line is moving, miss. But you don't have to have your cart on my ass. Then you got your pocketbook hitting my fucking arm every 5 minutes. Then you did half your breast and your belly is on the back of my damn ass. Miss, like,
now,
come on. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Now, Ray,
you
could have easily alleviated that by bumping that bitch with your ass. That would have just took care of everything.
Wait. But, Mika, what was funny was she was looking at me. Like, Red was looking at me. She was rolling her eyes like she was signaling me to look. And, as soon as I turned my face, lady was right up on my shoulder. I was like, I thought she was sniffing my deodorant.
He said, I
was
about to
put
deodorant on because she was right in bed sniffing his
face. She was just that close. And I was like, how did that? I felt so violated.
Yeah,
but
exactly. But this was a different lady. It wasn't the same lady. This is a different lady now.
Wait, there was a lady as tall as you around?
No, she wasn't. That's the thing.
She just looked like the Crypt Keeper. And she was
about my height. And she creeping all behind
I can't.
Like, I had to, like, grab, make sure I still had the car keys and everything, because maybe she tried to slip something off me.
And that's another thing what I'm saying is, my thing is this, the way people like to swipe stuff and pickpocket and stuff like that, you don't have, like, dog, like, move back.
Yeah, I would really think twice about pickpocketing him.
Right, my phone is in my back pocket. You might swipe my damn phone and go, no, like, get the hell out of here with that.
And this is why I say throw some gas in the air and everybody gets first. Remember back in school? Somebody threw one of them stink bombs? Everybody gets
first.
Listen, these people are so fucked up nowadays they won't even do it. They'll probably still stand there.
All right.
Well, if you're ready for that. Yo, you ready for anything?
You don't know what they live with at home.
That's true.
You already know. They could be living with some real shit, and your shit might smell like roses.
might make a new friend, right?
Listen, they may have Al Bundy at home. You don't know what's going on.
Unbelievable, I tell you.
I had a rant too. But I'm all right now. After listening to this, I don't even want to rant. Because this just made me laugh way too much now.
No. Did you see that video Big Red sent? Thank you, Big Red. Now I'm humming that song.
What video?
What video?
Oh, can you do it?
I
ain't gonna be able to. That was.
I didn't see that yet. I ain't watching.
Can you do it? And I'm gonna be able to do it.
Oh,
yeah.
The
other one, you swing it.
Which one?
Stupid.
The one that says, "Can you swing it, girl?" Smack
Yes. Wait a minute. Yes. And I tagged you, Mika, and you, brother. But yes, that dude is hilarious.
It.
What the hell was that?
You have.
I'm mad that. Listen, I didn't see it, but I was very mad that his hand was better than mine, and I just got mine pressed.
Yeah. Don't worry. You gonna see it, and you gonna be like, "Oh my lord."
That was too funny.
You're going to be singing that song, I'm telling you.
Oh, Lord. Sorry, I'm in the middle of binge-watching season 10.
Oh,
Nick know what I'm talking about.
Yo, real quick, before we get to the topic, I started watching The Flash. You got me.
Isn't that too good?
You got me. Yes, sir.
The crackhead.
Let's go.
That's my
crackhead.
Look at you. Okay, so... All right, so when you going to start watching Supernatural, Brother B?
Oh, my gosh. We got to work
on
that.
It would take him so much time to catch up. The Flash is
like,
we got to catch up
on a lot.
Listen,
shows.
Wait. We don't want him to, listen, I don't want him to start at the end. He's
got
to watch it from the beginning.
No, I got
all
no,
he
I,
needs
I,
to
I,
hear
I,
is, all he needs is dad is on a hunting trip, and he hasn't been home in a few days. That's all you need. Okay, Nick, I know it's crazy that I remember that, but that's my favorite line.
That's my favorite line, too.
Because after that, it was a wrap.
All right,
y'all got a lot of, you
guys,
he got a lot of shows to catch up on.
I know he do, but Brother B, you had to see what they was hunting. Oh, sorry.
Okay, well, I'm gonna make a conscious effort on Friday. I promise you, on Friday, I'm gonna make a conscious effort.
No, finish watching The Flash first. Where you at? What season?
I'm in season one.
Hurry up, because season one, hurry up and catch up.
No, I'm at
God, more of these freaking
cards. You talking about season two? You
got to catch up.
Listen,
oh, wait,
okay,
I've got to say this. Wait, is season two out already, or is it coming up?
No, it's starting. It's starting soon.
Okay, because
season two is out?
Yes.
So, wait, it just started?
No, the next season that's coming is 3.
Oh, so I'm another season behind. Okay,
yes,
cause I'm almost
you
got to
hurry up
one.
And catch. You got to catch up. Because you're
listen,
not going to understand
okay.
what's going on from season one to
all
season 3.
All I know is, like I said, next month is Walking Dead month, so you better be caught up by the time October 23rd gets here. And you got to catch up on Fear.
And you got to catch up on Into the Badlands.
I don't watch that.
Oh, it's just too much.
I don't either.
Is anybody watching The Strain?
Nah, not yet. I got to catch it. I got to catch it.
Oh, my God.
It's in my queue.
I'm trying to finish 12 Monkeys.
You still trying to? I ain't messing with 12 Monkeys. I've seen the movie. It turned me off.
I don't like the movie.
The series is not the same.
The series is way better. Yeah, I hear. Listen, a lot of the series are never the same as the movie.
And I
don't
hope everybody's
forget,
catching
Underworld
up on Power.
Underworld is coming out in January.
Everybody got Power on hand now?
That was a given for me.
I have to watch.
All right, let's get
you have to. Okay. All right.
Let's get to this topic. All right. Rock with the menu. Brother B, Big Red, Mika, Bad Applesauce, AKA Nicole. The menu.
The agenda.
Guest call the number 347. Yeah, the agenda. 347-324-3395 is the calling number. 347-324-3395 is the calling number, and tonight's topic is the double standard in America.
Should we even begin? Oh, geez. Okay. Well, wow. The problem with this is that there are two. Let's start with Chris Brown. There you go. Let's start with Chris Brown. All right. So here we go. White girl says that. Wait. Yes, the hell I can. Listen. White girl says, she calls the cops and says, Chris Brown is pointing the gun at me. Help me. The SWAT team shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, not only did he not point a gun at this heifer, this hoe got freaking warrants and shit for her ass in New York for theft.
Mm-hmm.
Why we ain't heard nothing about that since it happened?
Exactly.
That's not a double standard.
Because she's Becky with the good motherfucking head.
That bitch ain't Becky. That bitch is fucking Nikki. from fucking Sweet Valley High talking about, I'm a valley girl. If you fucking whore, get out of here.
Right.
Did I go off? My bad.
No, who cares?
And Becky with good hair is a black chick with a really good perm and or weave that looks human. I just got to point that out. Okay.
We all know that.
Well, for those that aren't of the darker persuasion with melanin in their skin and that don't know that, that's what Becky is in our language. In our language,
okay,
Becky is either the girl with a really good perm or with a really good weave that looks human.
Okay.
Right. Don't judge me.
If I have to bring a double standard, you know, it's interesting how a lot of people want to talk about this colon Kirkpatrick Kaepernick and with the whole not standing up. And I find it interesting how everybody
Kaepernick
is so focused.
Sorry, I'm a football person. It's Colin, not Colin.
Okay,
it's Colin Kaepernack, who was adopted by white parents.
Okay.
But knows that he's black.
But he's black, right?
Yes, he is. He's a mutt.
Oh,
he's a mutt like Obama. He's a mutt like my youngest. What?
Stop. Listen. A mutt is a dog. A mutt is a mick. It's just as offensive as the word nigger.
And
so is a mutt.
Oh,
the only thing that's even close to that offensive is coon.
So crazy.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to talk about colon. Okay, Nikki. But wait a minute, hold on.
You're talking about Colin Kaepernick, right?
Colin. Listen, I'm a football person.
Sorry.
Don't play with me.
Okay.
It's football
season. This dude didn't want to stand up. He didn't want to stand up for the national anthem. And everybody is just hating him, wanting to burn his jersey and all this and that. But mind you, you have a kid, what is his name, Brock something? I'm just bad with names right now. Who only did three months out of 6 months for sexually assaulting a girl, an unconscious female, on a college campus behind a dumpster. If that's not a double standard, I don't understand. I don't know what is really. Because since when people are more concerned, like that chick from whatever sports channel she on that they want to talk junk, like I don't hear you talking junk about him.
Oh, what, the CNN
chick?
But
where are these feminist rights groups at? Where are the women at that are not silent? Like, yo, how do you get quiet?
Right.
Why do you get quiet on sexual assault?
Exactly.
But you were jumping on Michael Vick for some dog fighting.
For dog fighting.
Exactly.
And the funny part is, there are more white people in the South that have dog fights and chicken fights than fucking, I've heard of fucking raccoon fights. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers are some bored bastards.
Chickens ain't got nothing to do.
Y'all motherfuckers is doing that, but y'all up the lighter persuasion, so that's all well and fine. But those of us that have beautiful skin tones, y'all got a problem? That's the bullshit. It's as bad as that welfare queen shit. Can we bring that up? Oh, yeah. There's more black women with X amount of kids on welfare than anyone. That was proven wrong by the fucking government standards itself.
How about the fraud? How about when they got caught for fraud? How many black people did you see that got caught for fraud for food stamps and stuff like that? When I've seen those pictures, they were mostly white.
Exactly. Hello? But that's my point. There's always going to be a double standard in this country for those of us of the darker persuasion. Because it's not right, but it's ongoing. And we will continue to fight for it, but at the end of the day, these WASPs, and WASP doesn't apply to everyone. Okay, for those who don't know, WASP is white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, okay? But not every white person is a WASP. And that's generally for those blue bloods that are WASP. Blue bloods, for those who don't know, are the ones that come from old fucking money. Okay,
yep.
I'm good.
But you know what my problem is?
Thank you for breaking that down for us.
Well, that was a listen. She taught me something, but
yeah,
my,
I know, yeah.
You know
what
my problem is?
I'm a nerd. What do you people expect from me? And yes, speaker nerds are separate people, by the way.
I'm part nerd, part something else, but I'm part nerd.
Oh, but I'm
just saying.
Listen, I'm part nerd, part geek, and full bitch. How do you do that one?
Oh,
but see, what my problem is, and what I said it earlier, like. Why is it that, and I'm not saying there's anything bad about it, but it's like, why is it that the people that are standing up for us are always the ones that are half white or half something? Why is
well,
it
that's
any how our
too.
People?
That's
why
crazy.
Is that of, huh?
That's a
but that's
not.
And
I guess,
funny,
I guess so, because just like with Jesse Williams, this guy, and a lot of others, why are they always the ones to voice their opinion about what's going on, but our own people that are just, you know, full black don't say nothing, or they sit up there and, oh yeah, he said that, so now I'm on board. Why aren't these things already something that you're thinking about already?
Because
why do you have to wait for them to bring it out? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but why is that?
Well,
because
let's be honest.
Their career snatched away.
Thank you. Number one.
Maybe. I mean, not maybe, but yeah.
No, that's not a maybe. That's absolutely
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, they don't want their money taken away. And two, there are those that do it, but you hear about it in small slips. You understand what I'm saying? But
yeah.
It's not. But here's your funny haha. It's not only the ones that are mixed that speak out. Believe it or not. Like, there's this guy that I subscribe to on Facebook named Tim White.
Uh-huh.
Tim Wise, I'm sorry. Funniest white dude ever, but he is straight. And I don't know how often you guys actually check my page because I post a lot of shit. But this guy is right on with a lot of shit that he say. Like, today he had a post up talking about white people. Why are we still bothering black people about explaining to us what they're going through? We're not stupid. We see this.
Mm-hmm.
This is no longer a black person's responsibility to explain their hardships and their tribulations. It is now our time to stand up and say, this is wrong. This is a white guy from the South.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I got blown back. I got a friend over in the UK who's a white guy. Yeah, in the UK. Go figure. Well, actually, no. He's actually not in the UK now. Now he's in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. He's outraged about mad shit that goes on with us. And I'm like, but wait, you're a white dude in Scotland. And I'm like, wait, but you're influenced by the hip-hop scene. You're influenced by a lot of things. So I get where you're coming from in the sense of, not for nothing, these people are actually cool, and you guys are dumbasses for thinking otherwise.
Right.
He's sadly enough, well, this isn't sad. This is just my fucking luck. He's got more street cred than I do. Shut up, guys. We already know how fucked up I am. Don't even start bagging on me right now. But this is the thing. It's not, and not for nothing, you talk about that, but then you have people like Puffy that are sitting there bitching about Obama not doing anything for black folks.
And that's my point. Why is
who
it
the fuck
that
are you?
You right, why, and now you dummy jackass, now you going to sit up there and you talking about, oh, that the president ain't do this. This is what I mean. Why are you downing somebody just because, I don't know what it is, once again, I don't know what black people expected Obama to do, but it's like, he wasn't a president to do anything for us. Anything that had to be done, we had to do it ourselves. And like I said, they weren't going to let him do but so much. But then now everybody wants to turn their back on him. Not everybody, but most people are turning their back on him and saying this and saying that. But once again, this is our people that are born. You born the race that you
want.
Well,
they were looking for a handout.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, and that's the bullshit.
Like I said, the people that are mixed with something, they're mixed with, like I said, white or whatever it is, they're speaking up for us, and we should be speaking, not, like I said, not saying that they shouldn't, but just like you said, we should be speaking up for our own, and our own are coming at us. Like, you know, our own people that, like, you know, are coming at us. Like,
because,
oh, you doing this? Like, why? Really?
Because,
like,
you know why? Because not for nothing, and this is old school and I don't care. Motherfuckers are player hating. Straight
yeah,
up and
exactly.
down, Georgia Brown. Yeah, I know I went there. Shut the hell up. Straight up and down, Georgia Brown. People are player hating. Shut up, brother.
Yeah.
Don't even stop judging me right now.
Exactly.
Because
right.
not
no,
for nothing,
know,
we sit there. Yeah, I know you're laughing at me because I'm throwing some real old school shit out. I don't care, though. Because not for nothing, we, people sit there and say, oh, well, you know, we're not doing this and we can't get ahead because it's the white man, this, that, and the third. Stop the bullshit. Listen,
exactly.
Not for nothing, many, all of us on this show and many of our friends and family or whatever have grown up in the hood. I don't care if your hood was Sutter and Rutland. I don't care if your hood was QB. I don't care if your hood was fucking 40 houses out in Jamaica. Listen, we all grew up in the hood. And we all know at the end of the day, the only way to get out of the hood was to bust our ass, go to school, and do what the fuck we had to do. Plain and simple, because that's what our parents, our grandparents, and if we were lucky enough to have our great grandparents and our aunts and our uncles and our older cousins, this is what they instilled in us. This is what we strive to do. This is what we're still doing now at the age of 40, 41, 42, 40. This is what we are. This is who we are. And for those that sit there and want to blame everybody else, you need to stop because at the end of the day, it's about us doing what we got to do for our own.
Yeah. Well, first
truth.
Of all, when with the blame game, and Nicole will have to chime in soon because she's being real quiet. The blame game really is not originated by us. It's originated by the pilgrims that seem to just not want to take accountability for anything. And let me put this out there before, you know, I start to say what I need to say. No, I'm not a racist. No, I'm not a bigot. If you think I am, then that's what you are. And you're even, let's take it a step further, you're an asshole. Like, you know, it's funny, it's interesting how you, like, you raise
I was trying not to laugh, but I couldn't hold it.
You know what I'm saying? It's like just because I pose a question that you don't like, you know, based on the color or something like that, it doesn't mean that I'm a racist or it doesn't mean I have some type of issues with people of, you know, other cultures or whatever. It just means I'm just calling a spade and how I see it. And if you don't like it and it makes you uncomfortable, you have the choice of just not listening. Or just saying, you know, let's conclude this discussion and let's agree to disagree. But
right.
some people are too prideful. And I understand your pride, and I get that. But when it comes down to real issues, I'm sorry, excuse my language, but fuck your pride. Because you know what?
Well, fuck
there's
yours.
People in this country, there's people in this country that have been going through so much shit, whether they were
Amen.
Born here or whether they came from over here, they've been going through so much shit. Like this is their adoptive country, and they hold it in such high regard over their own country, but yet there are people in this country that still treat them like crap. So when you want to talk about the not standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance, or you want to talk about other stuff, let's talk about how these Indians are being pushed off because of some pipeline that they're trying to build.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
I'm sure they don't want to talk.
They, and
nobody
that's
wants
their
to
supply.
Really
they
talk
want
about
supply.
That.
Like how?
Yeah, exactly. Like what, you know what I'm saying? So let's not talk. So once again, we don't look at a double standard. People want to conveniently not hear the truth when it doesn't apply to them. And with that being said, own up to your shit. It's bad enough you damn near wiped out the Indians when you came over here and stole the land in the first place. Now you're reneging on certain deals as you've been with 40 acres and a mule and all other types of shit. Listen,
oh,
I'm
we sure talk about that, too.
There. Yeah, I'm
we
sure there's people out there who probably want to sit there and say, oh, he's a cop hater. No, I'm not a cop hater. I don't hate cops. I know people that are cops. I have family members. And you know what? No, I don't hate them. I like cops. I like real police. I don't like scumbags who throw on a police uniform and go out there and do dumb shit. And want to be murderers and everything else. So don't sit there and tell me about your feelings. I'm sorry, once again, fuck your feelings. Because you're not getting it. Look at everything going on around you. You're trying to tell me it's just a coincidence, whether the media is portraying it or not. You're trying to tell me it's a coincidence that the police have managed to kill 100 and something black, unarmed black men. That's what I'm hearing in certain news reports. But you're trying to tell me that that's just something that's on the norm?
You're trying
to tell
me that
normal.
That's okay?
So
you're trying to tell me that it's okay for everybody still mad at OJ, but yet George Zimmerman goes out and kills a 17-year-old and he's walking around bragging about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can we not talk about
that?
But that's fine. I'm broke, but I'm saying it's okay.
But I'm saying that's okay. So don't talk
about
people want to try and act like there isn't a double standard. There is a double standard. Stop deluding yourself to the fact that there isn't one. And as soon as you wake up and realize, maybe you do something about it. Maybe you get up off your coward ass and say something or do something because it's getting tiring. Because I have a kid. The other people here that have kids, nobody wants to keep having their kids growing up in this bullshit.
I know that's right. Tell it.
My thing is,
it's getting tiring. Really
you know what
tiring.
You know what I say? People that are like that, you know what, they got to have, and unfortunately, and hopefully it doesn't prosper.
The real world
got to
hit the
stage.
Just say,
yeah,
girl.
I'm going to say this. Remember from the Boondocks, they got to have their own nigga moment. That's how I see it. They got to have their own nigga moment because you know what? People are so quick to say, oh, you know, just like you said, they're so quick to say or try to be oblivious to what's going on in the world. But see, you're oblivious until it happens to you or your family member or somebody you know.
You know what?
You're oblivious until then.
I'm going to take it a step further. See how you brought that up, Big Red? They need Stink Meaner 3, the Hateocracy, to understand the real. Seeing how you brought it there. And for those who don't know what the Hateocracy is, I'm going to tell you real fast. Hateocracy had characters that resembled Jimmy Walker, Red Fox, and what's the name? What the hell is the woman that was on freaking Sanford and Son? Oh, my God.
On Esther.
These three characters in this particular episode were wrecking shop in a retirement home. They went after the whole Freeman family. They even killed Rashido Brown in front of the whole Freeman family on the Freeman front lawn at their little freaking house in freaking Woodcrest. Okay? Cops was called and everything. But the whole point of it is simply this. It took something extreme, that extreme, for the people around them to understand the reality of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
We're not wishing this on anyone. But you know what? At the end of the day, sometimes you got to go through some real extreme shit to see the world for what it really is.
Right.
Because not for nothing, those of us that are realists, we don't live behind rose-colored glasses. We see the world for what it is.
Right.
We may laugh about a lot of things, but at the end of the day, we know what's really going on. So if you think you're going to sneak up on us at 2 o'clock in the morning down on West 4th on a Friday night, on a hot summer night, you're dead wrong because we're going to smell you 2 blocks before then. That's the only way I can describe certain things because it gets to a point where you got to get real gritty because people just keep walking around oblivious. Like, not for nothing,
exactly.
When Michael Jordan decided to chime in on everything, I really wanted to just bitch slap him into the next century because not for nothing – dude, you have been living off of it. And this is what the problem was, and nobody really wants to understand this because you're still going out to buy the newest release of his sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all fail to realize is that he really didn't care about the black populace. He don't. He wants to make sure that y'all fools keep spending $300, $400 on a pair of his latest sneakers. That was his real concern. Because this has been going on for how long? And how much power has he
had? For the last 20 years.
Let's be honest, this has been going on for the last, this is longer than the last 20. Let's be real.
But once again, you're not going to stop the rain. You're not going to stop the rain of the house Negro. The house Negro is alive.
And this is another thing, but you know what? Not for nothing, and I've spoken about this before, and I'm going to say it again. For us, but this is the thing, we keep attacking each other too.
You understand what I'm saying? We're sitting there
and we're throwing shit at each other. We're throwing slurs at each other back and forth, but yet and still we have the audacity to get mad at freaking Quang Lee and freaking Mustafa and freaking Billy Bob for throwing it at us. We can't do that anymore. Listen, the only way we're going to fix anything, double standard, whatever the hell, double standard, racism, freaking whatever you want to do, the only way to stop this is to stop attacking each other and come together.
Right.
Once we do that, things can actually change. Because if you notice, Chinese neighbor is not saying that they don't have their own issues. Not saying that, because that's a damn lie. There's more. Listen, I'm still scared of the Yakuza, and that's Japanese. I'm scared of the triad, and that's Chinese. You understand what I'm saying?
They don't attack each other on.
But this is my point. Whatever the shit they got going on, they handle it in house. Okay?
Exactly.
Whatever the freaking Indians got going on, they handle it in house. Whatever the freaking Egyptians got on, they handle it in house. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever the Native Americans got going on, they handle it in house. We seem to be the only fools that can't handle the shit in house.
Right. Exactly.
And that's the bigger issue. If we handle the shit in house, shit would change so much more. But
we don't have control of our emotions.
We don't have control of our emotions. But here's something else: we keep getting into this media bullshit. This is another thing. Now, understand something. Yes, I love my sci-fi. Yes, I love my fantasy. I love all that stuff because that's my escape. That's my alternate universe for an hour or 45 minutes, whatever the fuck. But once that show is off, I'm back in the real world. You know what I'm saying? And I'm facing a real world problem. I'm not living in freaking the households of Atlanta or the households of Jersey. I'm not living in that world. I'm living in the real world.
Hold on.
I'm not sitting there listening to that.
Caller 5891. You're on the air with the Minion. What up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is K Dog. What's going on, y'all?
Oh, K Dog. How was your vacation?
Vacation was off the hook. I mean, it was really nice. I mean, you ought to take a cruise like that someday.
For real.
Take a cruise like that.
And for y'all that don't know, me and K-Dog go back 20-some-odd years, and he recently went on vacation, and I was player-hating. I was like, damn it, why you ain't calling sister? We could have been drunk partying. What?
Oh, man. Nothing like being on a ship like that. It was
and
nice. It was really nice.
Mad fly honeys around him. Well, we ain't
gonna
talk about that.
Where the hell is Nicole? Nicole,
I'm here.
After K Dog drops some science, then you next. Cause you a little too quiet.
I'm listening.
With your feet?
Wait, before K Dog starts. I have to apologize. I'm a bit amped up this evening. Okay.
It's okay. Yeah,
I hear you. Please.
Mika,
I've known you for too long. It ain't nothing new. That ain't nothing new.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It really isn't.
Exactly.
See, but
yeah,
that
ain't nothing
sugar.
New.
That's sugar and a coffee this morning. Anyway,
come on now. Even though the afro may be gone, but hey, man, I'm still the same K Dog.
You know what? And I'm still scared of you too. Y'all don't know about him back in the day, and I can't tell y'all. He is just moving out.
No exposure now.
Okay. I'm gonna be good.
So what's up, K Dog? What you think about this whole double standard thing?
Man, let me tell you something. You know, today I was talking to a friend of mine about this, and you know, this is the thing. Number one, true, slavery done put black people in a terrible hole. Remember, it was all against our will, and we were used as human cargo in the worst kind of way. And yes, after slavery, then came many fights for our rights in this country, and there were many sacrifices made for our rights in this country. And you know, it had to take a lot of blood, sweats, and tears, but over that, we wasn't, but yet we're still fighting for those rights. And what's sad is that tonight, while watching the news, I saw what's going on in Chicago, and I had to shake my head, like, man, you know, Yes, racism does exist in this country, but at the same time, you know, and I'm not condemning us, you know, I'm not condemning, but you know, When you love a people, when you love, you gotta, you know, tell the truth. You gotta tell it like it is. I see the way that we're acting in our community, we are selling ourselves short.
Tell it, K-Dog.
Of course.
No, because you know what it is, and a lot of people don't want to hear about it. A lot of, you know, some people will say, oh, you're putting down your own people. No, it's not putting down your own people. It's telling people what's really going on. Like, say, for example, oh, this white girl got murdered inside a park, and everyone's making a big deal over it. But yet, how many of our young women have gotten murdered, and how many of us could say, let's put out this amount of money to find the person who murdered this young sister? How many of us could say that we've ever done that?
Not really any of us.
We're quick to, true, police brutality does exist and injustice does exist. But at the same token, look at what we're doing to each other. Look at what we're doing to ourselves. Take, for instance, what happened during Juve these past couple of days ago. You know, all of us, when we get together, why is it that one of us got to do something stupid, but yet we're blaming, oh, we got to blame the system, you got to blame the person's upbringing? No.
But wait, K-Dog, it didn't even happen at our festival. It happened
a couple of blocks
away from our festival. And
yeah,
I was
a couple
pissed.
Of blocks away.
So why are you
doing
that
stuff? If it happened, but wait a minute, if it happened during Juve, trust me, they're going to blame it on Juve.
And that's the problem.
And guess what?
De Blasio
is trying to shut it down. He said next year they're not going to do Juve for that reason.
And that's some BS
because
not for nothing,
exactly.
Juve is ours. Listen,
exactly.
Me and Pedro are straight Caribbean.
The problem is this. The Puerto Rican Day Parade, you don't hear about that. The Irish parade,
nope.
You don't hear about
mm-hmm.
that.
Well, wait, no,
Day
you can't say that about the Puerto Rican
that.
Parade.
No.
That you
the
can't
Puerto
say
Rican
about the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
You don't
because
hear
this
no
is the,
murdering and no shooting and stabbing.
Listen,
going
no,
on.
You
right.
can't say that,
yeah.
Brother B. Wait. Y'all can't say that because this is a – listen, this is only the second time in 2 years where they haven't reported some BS. Because for mad
yeah.
years, they was doing that, and
there's
I can tell you that.
Drunkenness.
They were trying to shut down the PR parade. You know why they're going to shut down ours? With all those guys and that girl. But there was shit that was going on. This is my point.
But check this out. Like I said, it may be something that they don't report. Maybe it does report. But we're always under the eye. And the thing is, with us knowing
of
that
course.
We're always under the watchful eye, but yet we still
we need to be
still
aware of it.
Do what
right.
doing the dumb ass does. And
yep.
it's like, yo, what
exactly.
I find interesting, and answer this question if you can. What I find interesting, how does every other people, whether it be Italian, whether it be Irish, whether it be Indian, Bangladesh, Caribbean, whatever, how is it that certain other cultures come to this country and they build, they make something for themselves, and they kind of stick to their own? You don't hear about too much going on with them. But yet, why is it black? Why are we always in the mix?
But that's what I was saying
before.
Because,
you know, we're American black, but we always, it's always some dumb-ass shit that's being done. And it's like, why?
But
why?
This
for
is
why?
What I was saying before, Brother B. What did I say before? The Japanese, the Chinese, the
yeah,
Middle East,
exactly.
all of them.
They come over here, they start businesses, exactly. But we gotta spill shit. Listen, stop believing that damn New Jack City, Nino Brown bullshit. Because none of that shit is real. Cats
he went
stop
there.
Let me tell you something.
The Sugar Hill,
you are the man,
and all these other little wannabe minister society ass movies.
You know,
you need to stop.
Let me tell you something. You
need to stop,
but that's the same show. So with the households of Atlanta.
Let me tell you something. You know what else, too? This is the thing. This is the sad part about it. This is the sad part about it when it comes to the media, us and the media. You have these media outlets, like, putting out these stupid reality shows. And, you know, and I'm sure Mika and Nicole and Brother B, you'll agree with me on this one.
Nicole thinks she dropped. She dropped. She thinks she slipped.
Oh. Yeah. They think
she doing
that,
what I'm doing. She drinking. Shut up. Leave her alone.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you know, with these shows like Housewives of Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives, they are trying to make it seem like the black woman is nothing but a gold digger, has nothing going on for themselves, and all they do is just sit around and do absolutely nothing. And you know what's sad about it? It's like there are some of these women out here who sit there and say, you know, and try to become like them.
They're striving to be that.
That's
yep.
the sad part about it. And that's not good at all because you know what? It's not all, but it's not, you know, that's the biggest myth, that all black women are angry, all black women are materialistic, that all they care about is messing around with some athlete or some entertainer, get pregnant and get that money. That's not true.
Thank
and you, know
you
what?
Kegel.
We have media out there.
Thank you. Important.
And these are there are these media outlets that are poisoning the minds of our young black women, having them think that's what they gotta become. And yet these young black girls are imitating that, and that's sad. That is sad.
Yep,
that
I've been saying
gonna,
that
know,
for years.
People are making money off of this.
I gotta say this.
They're making money off of it.
K-Dog, thank you. Thank you. Nicole, can you please tell K-Dog thank you?
Yep, I've been saying that for years.
Big
I've been
Red,
saying that.
Please tell K-Dog thank you because
thank
you know
K-Dog.
What? This is another thing that holds us back. Listen, and I got to say this. A lot of brothers get it twisted where, you know, they compare a lot of us sisters to that bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Here's
yeah,
the reality.
Exactly.
Why they don't, that's why they don't have, that's why courting is no more of a thing or.
Well, you
or
can't really say that
nope.
because, honey,
you know
I don't, listen, I don't see the lack of courting in a lot of cultures. That's I think that's
in a lot of cultures except for ours.
And you
not
know what?
Ours, they don't
no,
do
no,
it
no,
in
no,
ours
no
more.
Listen to me. No. The lack of
oh,
is what
oh,
I said.
Okay,
the
yo,
lack
sorry.
Of.
That was my bad.
Listen, y'all know me long enough to know that there's not one color spectrum that I don't invade and fuck up and be a real asshole with. Y'all already know this. So with that shit. My exposure to so many other different cultures, I think, is really ridiculously vast in the sense that the shit that we go through, I've seen in other cultures. But the difference is, and this is definitely what K-Dog's talking about, the difference is it isn't made for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Ours, for whatever reason, is.
Because we
and
allow, not us, but
because
they
we
allow
it.
Allowed themselves
because
to be
we've
that.
Got, no. You know why? Because we got people like Puffy willing to sell their soul.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They allowed, like the old folks say, they allowed the devil to use them.
But for
and
the
exactly.
rest of us, but for the rest of us, we don't live that way. So
right,
for all
but
of
see,
us
it's hard
working,
say, but it's
this
hard
is
to
the
say,
thing.
It's hard to see that when all you see is that. It's hard to
but,
like a young person.
Yeah.
So the question
it's hard
becomes
for a young person to say that, oh, this person doesn't live that type of lifestyle if that's all you're seeing around you. And that
but,
one person that doesn't live that doesn't
let me,
act like
let
that,
me give
then
you,
they're corny. They're a cornball. They're
let me give,
they're they
you
ain't
know
nobody.
What? I've been a cornball
yeah.
my whole life and I'm gonna stay a cornball and I raised my
that's
kids.
That's right, me
cornball.
Too. I'll stay a cornball. I like
and you know
a
what?
Cornball,
let
not
me
a cornball.
Tell you. Let me tell
because
you
know what?
One time
at the end of I'm sorry.
Yeah, one time.
Okay,
I think when the Barclays Center first opened, and there was a basketball game going on, and I was with my niece, and my niece looked at these girls that were coming into the basketball game. You should have seen what those girls were wearing.
Not gonna imagine.
Next to nothing. Next to nothing. And she's like, "Why are they dressed like that? What, they going to a club?"
But my thing is this: when our women dress like that, they're considered all types of skeezers, whores, and everything else.
Right.
But when other women dress like that, they're really not called much. Like, you know, that
that nope. title doesn't apply. Those
it's
labels
acceptable.
Don't apply.
Like Kim Kardashian could walk around halfway butt naked and nobody says nothing.
Let Angela Bassett
art.
Do it.
To the art. Yeah.
Oh, let anybody else do it. Oh, she's a this, she's a that. Let me tell you something. The thing is, you see, when it comes to the black woman, she is classy. There's a lot of things that people don't realize. And you know what? Even in the golden age of cinema, when you had, you know, people want to talk about class, the women back then, and I was watching a video recently of these women, they were classy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Head turners. They didn't have to be halfway
buttoned.
They had
to be buttoned, exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
None
but
of them.
See now,
and you know
but
what?
Now, if you want to make some money, you got to take it off.
But see,
yeah,
my,
well, you know what?
See,
I don't want
to
make money like
with that. Now, if you're in that, my thing is just with that. If that's the type of industry you're in, and I'm going to say like porn and, you know, modeling and stuff like
that. Well, you can't even say that because K-Dog will tell you, even in radio, K-Dog, tell them,
yeah.
Even in radio, they be trying to get them girls to do that shit. And that's why
yeah,
I don't
radio,
see.
Yeah,
but
because
I,
you know why? You know what? It's like this. It's all about the sex sells. And this is the thing about what's going on here in America, especially when it comes to our women. Like, the thing is, when it comes to our women, the Latino women, you know, behind the mic, you gotta have that look in order to attract listeners and stuff like that. They try to sexify the female DJ. And where's her respect? No one's going to look at her as a DJ, as
right, especially
someone
if
who's
she's behind the mic.
Trail.
Like, you're not going to see her, so what I don't understand, like...
No.
Why,
but
like,
then when
why?
Everybody, like... like, when everybody seen Angie Martinez, they was all like, oh, word, she's like that. I'm like, this is the problem with that fucking... But it goes to prove...
People went crazy.
You damn straight. But it goes to prove that this
about,
is what happens.
It's all about the visual pleasing. That's
and
the
this is the crazy part. And Big Red, I've said this before, and I know the agenda is listening to us. I've said this before. They hate us, but they love us, and they want to be us.
Of course, yeah. I say that all the time.
Exactly.
I say that all the time.
Saying?
They hate us so much until they want to be us. And like I said, you brought us over here. Now you want to get rid of us. Like, what kind of retarded,
stupid, jackass
shit is that?
That's the biggest double standard. You know how bad they want to be us?
But wait a minute. I think I'm starting to see where some of the anger may be coming from. So, you know, once again, since this Colin Kaepernick situation
right.
has arisen.
Thank
yeah, okay,
you.
Good.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Me.
It's Kaepernick,
yeah,
but
okay,
I'll let it slide.
Okay, Kaepernick.
And you're pretty
now,
good.
Ever since this situation came up, now all of a sudden this third verse has come out about the national anthem.
Yeah.
Like, we never heard it about that being the third verse.
I've never heard of it either.
All of a sudden it's come out. And see,
a lot of things have changed, haven't they?
Yeah, because it is the song is racist. That's why
you
they
think?
Cut the third verse, because they couldn't say it. Like, I think they mad because blacks at that time, or Africans at that time, were offered freedom. If you
by
fought
the,
with the British. And so I guess the
mm-hmm.
the pilgrims or the white the people
feel
that
some
here
kind of way.
Feel but yeah, they feel some they feel betrayed.
Yeah.
They feel betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
Because but the whole thing is this, what do you expect? If they're not being treated right by you, then people are gonna go somewhere that and that's with anybody, no matter what color you are.
I know
if you're
that's
not treating
right.
Me right, I'm going someplace else.
That's
so
right.
Reason,
that's
you're
right.
Not treat, if you're treating people like trash, you have sex farms, you're slaving them, you're beating them, you're lynching them, you're doing all this other crazy stuff.
What you think they're gonna do?
Help you.
Exactly.
Why would I help you fight?
Fuck that.
So once again, don't be mad at us for your dumb shit. Don't be mad at us because of what you were doing. Because you thought it was your God-given alien
Please.
Right to just rule everybody. No,
and
it's
it
not.
Wasn't.
And
God
it ain't
you a supreme ruler. Because if that was the case, then you would still be ruling.
But let me put something
You'd
out
still
there.
Be, you know what I'm saying?
Let me put something out there. Now, don't y'all remember being, now, I don't know how many of y'all remember. I know when I was in school, we did the Pledge of Allegiance. We did Lift Every Voice Sing.
Yes.
And what was the other one?
Back in the days, I remember that.
Yeah, wait, but that's what I'm, but see, that's what I'm saying. They don't do, like I said, my son is 22. That's my oldest. I haven't heard them do that in school in years. And I
and
think
you
if
won't.
They
and
did
you
that, right,
you won't.
I think if they did that, we wouldn't
they
have
haven't.
The problem that we have now.
Well, you
I
know
really
what?
Would, I really think we wouldn't
exactly.
have the problem that we have now.
Wait,
see,
I have
the,
to do
see,
this.
Back in our day,
okay.
back in our era, we had something called respect, and you know what? Teachers
know that's
taught
right.
us that. And
right.
You go to school, you say the Pledge of Allegiance, and you sing "My Country 'Tis of Thee," but then after,
yeah, but "My Country 'Tis," I was trying to
that
out,
was
and
the other one, "My Country 'Tis of Thee," and
like the school
"Lift Every Voice."
But that's what I'm saying. We did all three. It wasn't just Pledge of Allegiance, and that's it. We did all three. We did the Pledge of Allegiance, "Lift Every Voice and Sing," and "My Country 'Tis of Thee." Every morning, on contact. So now, why would y'all take
that
out?
Back as kindergarten.
Right, exactly. Why would you take now?
Oh,
like
well,
I said,
why
would you take that out of
the
school?
The rules of the game have changed. But wait, I have to have a black woman feminist moment. I have to have a black. This is a new segment. Every so often, I'm going to just pop up with a black woman feminist moment.
Okay.
So here's my black woman feminist moment.
Uh-oh.
Shut up. So, and this will make Big Red and Nick smile. Okay. So, back in the days in, like, the 1700s or whatever, when, you know, they had Creole slaves, the Creole women, the white women were so intimidated by the Creole women because of the way that they looked, their hair, this, that, and the third, that they told them they had to cover up. So what the women did was they got material and they made these elaborate head wraps. And the white husbands, the slave owners or whatever, lost their fucking minds and was trying to bang all of them bitches and wasn't fucking with their wives for like 9 years.
You're right about that. Wow.
So,
they did.
And you taught me something new. I never knew
just
that.
I know. So, therefore, I just found this out, too. So, this is something I felt like I had to share because this is my black woman feminist moment. And I felt this was necessary because we as black women don't have our own feminist moment. Shit like that is our own feminist moment.
Because
it goes to show the true beauty of the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we wear, no matter
what
we do, we are always going to be beautiful and always going to be desired. So that was my black woman feminist moment.
That's another double standard. Because when you look in all these magazines, just like I remember a couple of months ago on Facebook, when they was talking shit about what the Black Miss America or you Miss Universe, or they did some ad campaign with some very dark skinned black woman, and they wanted to say that was ugly and that was this. Like, my thing is, what you really trying to tell me that white represents beauty?
Right.
And like I said, this is not really a discussion about so much about race.
Man,
race has something to do with it.
It's
but
more
it's the fact
skin tone.
It's a double standard. Like, how can
this
you say white is beautiful compared to black? Like, what makes you the authority on stuff? Just like this whole dumb shit with Alicia Keys not wearing makeup. So what if she doesn't want to wear makeup?
Right,
who cares? She doesn't want to
we don't care.
Like, are you really making an issue?
You know
what's
funny?
There's some people who
They have no respect for our first lady. Look how they knock her.
They can do
all
the shit that they
Gabby
want,
Douglas.
But at the end of the
look
day, listen, Michelle is the shit. Fuck what anyone says.
Hells yeah.
That is only two I've ever liked, she beat Jackie O in my book. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What you will, but I love me some Jackie O.
You
want to
talk
Michelle
about class and you want to talk about intelligence?
Rocked that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. But my girl Michelle rocked that shit.
But you know what? I could say this. Like, when I look at Michelle Obama, I'm like, wow, this woman has it all going on. I mean, look at her. She's beautiful, intelligent, and strong.
Don't forget to see the movie about Barack and Michelle,
and
by the way.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And
I
want to
see that.
And you know, speaking of Gabby Douglas, and they were talking about all the
really
Black
bad
Olympians,
segue.
Especially,
okay.
I got to give a shout out. I got, yeah, I know. Why is it the, yeah, I could barely hear you guys sometimes. I'm trying to hear you guys. I could barely
hear you. Get out the wind.
Could you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Get out of the wind.
Yeah, I could hear Yeah. All right. Like, check it out. Okay, you saw what went on in the Olympics with Manuel Simone winning that gold medal in the swimming.
Yes.
And what she did. And a lot of people put this out, and I'm glad they did. Because what do you know, years ago, now, I'm about to drop a name on you guys that that's
only
going to shock
know.
You guys. I mean, I'm sure you guys know who it is. You know how it's going to history, Brother B. You know how I do on the absolute. You know how I do on that show. Let me drop a history line for you. And you guys can hear me?
Yeah, man. We're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, cool. All right. Yeah. So you know what? You see, many moons ago in Las Vegas, the actress and singer Dorothy Dandridge, you know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
Of course.
She went to a hotel in Las Vegas. She went to a hotel in Las Vegas where there was a swimming pool. And because she dipped her foot inside of the pool.
Yep.
Later on, you know what they did? They drained the pool to clean it because they did not want her swimming in it.
That's right.
And years later, and they said, and look how Manuel Simone wins the gold medal for swimming. Now you see, as much disrespect as you know we've gotten in the past, we have to get disrespect in the past in order for us to advance in the present and the future.
Absolutely.
But you know what? And the crazy part is,
I'm still amazed at how this dude got caught for smoking weed. But he's back on the Olympics. I'm amazed at how this dude lied about being stuck up and all this and
why
that.
Why you lying?
And
you lying?
Yet,
why you lying?
Yet,
right?
And he's still famous. But yeah.
Well, you know what?
Why you lying?
They issued a warrant for his fucking arrest. So I hope Ryan. They issued that and they kicked his ass off of fucking Dancing with the Stars. I think that's the show. Okay. So he kicked his ass off.
Yeah,
for
but
that.
See, before
so,
that, he got
you know what? I'm not, listen,
to go on Dancing
I'm,
with the Stars. So why would you offer him
but,
that shit knowing this dude
no,
lied?
No, no,
like,
they,
no.
Wait. No, they offered that to
but
him.
But you know what?
They offered that to him before they, listen.
Oh, before
they
found
that
out
him,
about that.
Yeah, before that shit happened. That's what it was. But it had came out too late. Okay, seriously? The lights from freaking the tower? Okay. Anyway.
Unbelievable.
It's hot.
But this is but this
if
is
I,
what it is.
No,
yeah.
You know, this is what the hell's going on over there? Fucking nuts.
But yeah, it's like it's crazy. It's just like I don't understand. I just it's like
you know
trying
what?
To wrap your head about around this stuff. It's just like it gets annoying.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
It's like we get tired of explaining ourselves. Like, why
that's
do we have to be constantly explaining
about.
Ourselves all the time? That's
you,
why we're angry, because we're tired of explaining ourselves. We're tired of fighting for certain things. We shouldn't be doing this now. We shouldn't be doing any of this now.
No.
Well,
this
it's too late,
because
we've allowed it to go too far. We let it go too far. That's why it keeps happening. Just,
right.
It's,
you
exactly.
have that right.
It's not going to stop.
Turn the other cheek. I'm tired of turning the cheek. I ain't got but so many damn cheeks on my damn body. My God.
You know what?
And you know what?
You're a fucking mess,
Brad. Here's what we have to do.
You're a fucking mess.
Here's what we have to do. This is what's messed up about us as a people. You know what? We keep allowing things to happen. And you know what? We keep giving these racist idiots ammunition when you do stupid things. You know damn well that the justice system doesn't work for you, but yet you go ahead and shoot up your neighborhood. You go ahead and get in trouble. You go ahead and say like,
right.
And then after another thing, we sit there with this stop snitching. You know how stupid that is? You mean to tell me you know that someone committed a crime, and because the stop snitching. Oh, if you go ahead and tell
that's my
snitch.
Boy, so-and-so. So I ain't saying nothing. You're an asshole. Why would you not say something? And this woman or family has lost a child, or they lost their uncle or their cousin or somebody.
Let me ask you a question.
Because nobody
let
wants
me ask
to
you
say
a question.
Anything. Like, that's stupid.
Let me ask you a question. This is for everyone. Do you think as a collective we're just narcissistic?
Yeah.
No, I just think a lot of us are uneducated.
Uneducated. And you know what?
I think it's both.
Then we complain, but yeah,
I'll roll with that.
You know what it is that I could say this. We sit here and complain about things, but yet you're not doing anything about it. Okay, you want to sit there and talk about, oh, well, there's gentrification. You know what? You know what caused gentrification? We did. We do this to ourselves.
Yeah.
Because you know what? When our neighborhoods are messed up.
Because, K-Dog, Obama was supposed to come in and give us
let me say this, and I quote, I have heard in many cases, why did you vote for President Obama? President Obama is supposed to, first up, President Barack Obama is the 44th president of the, let me just say it clearly, United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
The president of the United States of America. He is not the leader of the black community.
Exactly.
Some people get mad. You know what it is? You have these, and Brother B, and I'll say it bluntly, and you have these quote-unquote black professors, you know, who sit there, don't do nothing for the community, but yet put out these DVDs and movies and talk all this mess, talking about, well, President Obama is nothing but a puppet for the white man. Are you serious? Are you serious?
Listen, the white man is a puppet for the white man. So what you talking about?
I know that's right.
But you know what's sad about it? You don't know nothing about Barack Obama. Did you know that Barack Obama was a community leader in his hometown of Chicago?
Yeah, of course.
You didn't know about it.
They don't want to know about that. All they wanted to know was when he was going to give out a free handout, and he giving out free phones, and he's supposed to give us free food stamps and free this and free that. Don't y'all remember at one time they was calling him the food stamp president?
Yes, they were.
Exactly. And you know what? Brother B, I'll say this, man, and you know who I'm talking about, who calls the show and says a lot of things, but you know, you got to do research. But yet, you know, if I say something, I'm the one that's like an uncle. I've been called an Uncle Tom one time because they said, Kerwin, are you rooting for, Cato, you rooting for Barack Obama, man? What, you defending him? I'm like, listen, Barack Obama is not the president of the black community.
Exactly.
I know who you're talking about, but he's very militant anyway.
But see, let me jump on K Dog real quick. You're wrong, K Dog. President Obama was supposed to come through in a Mack truck. with Newports and old English beer handed out to the whole damn
community. And this is the thing that messes us up. You know what's sad about it? You know what's sad about it? And you know we do this a lot. You know what's sad? People are standing there saying like this, I voted for Obama. I'm like, you voted for Obama, why? Because you assume he was going to do. He ain't going to do nothing for us. He's the president of the nation, the country.
Exactly.
And you know what? Many people knock him. I've heard these same people who don't do for nothing for the black community, stand there and say this, that, that President Obama protected the gays, but he can't protect the black people. Oh, he hasn't made a comment about any black person getting shot by the cops.
To a degree he has, but there's a way he has to go about it.
Right, absolutely.
With the menu.
I'm not going to take all the glory for me.
Uh-oh.
Hot Rod, you're drunken.
Oh, no.
Somebody's drunk. What happened?
You know what? He hasn't had a drink in a while. I'm very proud of him.
Why?
I heard somebody say something drunk and something.
No, I've been sober for 4 days now. I've been sober for 4 days now.
See, that is a while for you.
Yes, the reason why I'm sober right now is because I can't afford any drinking right now. That's why.
I thought she's on antibiotics.
That's what happens.
No. Please.
But I can.
The day I give up drinking is the day I go 6 feet under. So,
it's
not going to happen
again.
Whatever.
Well, folks, that ain't no time soon.
No. Right? But talk about, ladies, how do you feel about the black sisters? You say that black is beautiful. What about the sisters that's bleaching their skins right now? It's becoming like a trending thing right now.
Well, they're stupid.
They should do
that. That's all I can tell you. They're stupid.
Because, you know,
bleach your skin.
Please, that's the newest thing in fucking Jamaica alone.
Bleaching,
oh,
lotions,
my God.
And creams.
And all of these tonics and all this bullshit, and they wrap themselves in saran wrap and all
stupid
of this
is
stupid
now,
shit.
The bleaching thing,
really?
You know, it's not for bleaching your whole effing skin. It was just for, type, like, if you have dark marks on your skin, like, you know, like pimples or something from you were just supposed to put, like, a little here, a little there, just to get your complexion even. Not bleach your whole fucking skin where you one color and the rest of your body's another color. Like, that's stupid.
Big Red, not for nothing, I've heard of them using hair bleach on their skin, and I'm going to say this again.
Yeah, hair bleach,
the actual dye on their skin.
Look, I don't
to
even
fucking lighten
that.
Their shit. But that's the truth.
Why?
These girls are doing that stupid shit.
All right, but wait a minute.
Why?
What's wrong? And see, that's my problem. It's like what Hot Rod said. It's like, why? Like, what's wrong with your color? What's wrong with
I love the melon in my skin.
Listen, I love my skin.
The only time
you know,
I don't like it is when my tan is uneven. When my tan is uneven, it pisses me off. Yes?
Well,
like,
I'm going to tell you what the problem is. It started back in, you could say about maybe the 90s, maybe the early 90s, where every girl in the video was light-skinned with long hair. That's where that started from.
But that ain't nothing new. We grew up around them broads.
Yeah, but...
Hold on. Now, I got one for you. Now that you said that, because I've been watching The Flash. Now, once again, whoever wants to try to label me some type of racist, you're an asshole. And go tell your mama you're an asshole.
I'm mad that you're watching The Flash.
I'm noticing in some of these shows, it's okay for a black woman to be with a white man. But how many shows do you really see in black men with white women?
More often than you think.
Right. And if they are with a white woman, it's either some type of affair thing or it's like an OJ thing where he gonna kill her or some shit like that.
But I don't know.
Ice-T ain't killed Coco yet after she cheated on him. I'm saying.
Ice-T is
a pimp, so he ain't got to worry about nothing.
Wait a minute. How is it? And maybe I don't know. Maybe Hot Rod or K-Dog can clarify, but how is it that it's okay? Because like I said, people can date whoever they want to date. I don't care. But I just noticed on TV, like you got Scandal. You got this black woman caught in between two white dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm watching another TV show, and it's like this black chick that's kind of caught in between the affections of the two white dudes. And I'm saying to myself, like, what are you trying to
not.
Say?
But it happens all the time. It happens in real life. Anisha and I, once again, we go to the ball. We get the normal look. Black man, white woman. We get the looks from the scissors all the time. They're upset because we're not showing no public affection because that is not my girl. She's my friend, my drinking partner. And with my son, so make everybody even more confused. They're looking at us like, that boy's a little too dark to be the mother, to be the son of a white mother. So we either get questions like, one guy came up to me, you have a nice family. I'm like, I do? That's my son, but that's not my girl. That's not my wife. My wife is at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So you're doing your thing. No, it's not like that. But,
and you know what?
Like, but it be said, the other way around, no one don't question it. It's okay for
nobody
black women to date white men.
Exactly.
Why?
You know what,
so
honey?
What? That's a lie. I'm sorry. Listen, listen. Wait, stop. I've got to say this. And I have to because I take issue with this.
Okay.
The black chicks that date white dudes get more fucked up looks and attitudes than a fucking black dude with a white chick. And if you think I'm bullshitting, walk a day in my shoes. Walk a day in my shoes. And the sad part is, but here's your bullshit. Here's your bullshit. I've been listening. And Brother B can attest to this shit. Brother B can attest to this shit. I personally will date a decent dude, or pretty close to decent, because Brother B knows my oldest son's dead, and we're all, the whole crew, we're still friends to this day, okay? But he seemed to be the only brother that wanted to be bothered with me. Brothers didn't want shit else to do with me. The white boys did. Okay, well, if you're interested in me, that's what it is. And I have gotten, listen, I'll put it to you like this. When I was married, we were on a honeymoon in fucking Paradise Island, Atlanta. We walked into the fucking Hard Rock Cafe. We ordered our shit. These motherfuckers in the kitchen spit into my fucking tea. Why? Because I was black chick who was a Yankee down on the fucking island with her white husband. Don't tell me that shit don't happen. We had people at the hotel giving me fucking attitude. Not him, me. Why? Because, again, and then when they found out I was actually fucking from the island, and the island I was from, forget about it.
Unbelievable.
Why?
So, don't tell me no bullshit about that.
Because
you're
all about the money. You took it for the money. That's why you marry your husband.
And now,
then.
Took
and
it for what? What? That motherfucker ain't have shit then and don't have shit now. What are you talking about?
Have
you seen the picture I posted? Wait. Y'all seen the picture that I posted with fucking Wesley Snipes and Drag, right? That's all I gotta say.
That's all
I gotta say.
Oh,
I ain't saying nothing else.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
all
I'm saying.
With that damn get up on.
So don't give me that bullshit. Brothers get away with that shit more often. Look at fucking Kobe Bryant. Look at fucking Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a fucking break. Look at fucking.
Well, no. I'm just talking about how it's being portrayed on television.
Because
the shit's
been going on for centuries.
But that's
the
not.
Shit's
but
been
that
going on for
it.
Centuries.
It's like it's been going on,
but
and
it's still a double standard. It's a double standard that needs to stop. Whether it's on TV, whether it's on radio, whether it's in politics, whether it's in law enforcement, like the double standard situation really needs to be addressed, because
a lot of people
are getting screwed by the double standard.
Like, remember the commercial
that
was on TV? You know, remember the Cheerios commercial that they banned because the father was black?
And even the company was like, wait a second, y'all getting mad over this?
Right.
But something
like,
political
was
going on at the time. They was like, y'all get mad about this, but this real shit is going on? Get
your
mind.
Well, you know what? That's why I addressed it to Brother B on Monday. Out of all the problems that we have right now, we worry about the stupidest thing because of the media throw this at us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we get
upset
over a man sitting down because of a national anthem. So like I posted on Facebook, how many people said during the national anthem at home? What's the difference?
Hello.
You being a player.
Tell it.
You said that.
Tell it.
What's the
tell
point?
Tell it.
Well, that there's no difference.
Tell
but
it.
Once again,
and my thing is this. Now, like I said earlier, I don't know if you heard earlier, when I said when we were going to school, we did the national anthem, just every voice and sing. And what was the other one?
My country tis of me.
My country tis of me. Now my thing is this. Now
yep,
how about
my
this?
Country tis of me.
What if they did all? My thing is they stopped that within the last couple of years of school. But what if we had to do all three of those? Would a lot of those white people stand for lift every voice and sing? Would they stand?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Because you know what the problem is? They'd be sitting there saying there'd be another group of white people or some type of people, and they'll be beefing about the references to God. And it's always going to be something that has to be said about something. That's why, on one hand, I applaud social media, but then again, I hate it because the whole thing is it gives every idiot a platform.
You know what? Funny that you say that, because I never forget my philosopher a few years ago. I asked him, "Why you don't have social media?" He told me it was the work of the devil, and I laughed at him.
Later on,
a couple of years later, I start to realize he has a point. It is a point of the devil.
Because people are slaves to social media. That's why. Because people, they believe in social media more than anything. Because guess what? People use social media more than have us more. They converse less and go on social media more.
Yep.
They don't know how to socialize.
Talk to
you. My thing is social, and they don't know how to socialize. Like, if they had to go outside and socialize with people, they wouldn't know how to do it. They wouldn't know
that's
how.
Why you have,
that means
that's why everybody
social media,
are angry.
Mm-hmm.
And social media is a religion now. Then.
Yeah, basically, that's what
social
media.
It's like
following a cult.
One more people
because
are
slaves
to it.
The whole thing is that's why that.
Like that
again,
damn fool a couple of years ago that made everybody drink that damn Kool-Aid.
A couple of years ago, you talking about Jim Brown?
No, I'm talking about that other fool, the one that
Brown.
Was on TV talking about the spaceship was coming, had them people in Nike suits and all that.
Yeah.
Jim Jones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was like 1,000 years ago.
It was a day.
He was back in the 70s.
Yes. No. That was like 80-something.
No, honey. That was like late
70s.
That's
the
70s.
Heaven's Gate.
That was 70s.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
the 90s, that's what it was. The Heaven's Gate, yeah, that's what it
Heaven's
was.
Gate.
And that fool, the guy with the white hair, he was...
Oh, the second guy.
Yeah,
oh, the second nut job. Okay.
And that's the thing. It's like Facebook, social media is like that new, like a new cult.
Yes, it is.
They were stupid.
Most of us are a victim of social media cult, to a certain degree.
Yes, we are.
Yep. Some more than others.
Yeah.
But at least I can speak for one of us. Our lives are not based on social media.
But you know what? Shut up, Hot Rod. You know what? I'm so mad at you for using my baby boy as a mascot. You suck. You're the devil. Shit.
You all know I'm the devil.
Ass hat.
You know what? I hope your next husband is a white man again.
Number one, never getting married again so you can eat shit. You can eat shit. I'm never doing that again.
Okay.
I learned one. See, I'm not you, Hot Rod. I learned my lesson.
Now that's a double standard. That is definitely a double standard.
Especially at my age, I have so learned my lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You're going through it twice, and they're younger than my youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Screw you, dude. I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Oh, man.
2 minutes left. Okay, Job, give us a little bit of outro on how your feelings on the double standards in America. Okay, Dog.
I feel that double standard is hypocritical. It's all hypocritical. It's fake, and it's a whole bunch of BS. That's how I feel about it.
Alrighty.
Cool. Absolute truth. Hot Rod, what's good?
You know what? I have no topics yet, but one thing I do have to say, I give the white people their credit. They may hate us, but they worship us, and they keep us down, and I don't blame the white people for that. I blame ourselves. That's all.
There you go. Real talk. Big Red?
No.
We just need to stop downing each other and try to come together instead of always pointing the finger at one another. We need to just come together so this way we can get rid of that double standard. Like, we need to do something. That's all
okay.
My take on it.
Mika.
Educate yourself. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Read,
and,
man.
Yeah, and my whole thing is some people just need to mind your goddamn business. If it ain't got shit to do with you, shut your goddamn mouth and mind your goddamn business. That's what people probably not minding their
own business.
Oh, Lord. They're too busy worrying about what's on your plate instead of worrying about what's on your own. And with that being said, another episode in the can. Thank you.
Mic drop.
Hey, dog.
Mic drop, boy. Rubber.
Damn.
Big Red, Mika.
Yeah.
Bad Apple, the Pole, and Brother B. We out. Menu.
All right, guys.
Peace.
Later,
peace.
Bye.
Peace. Peace out.
Dude.
Out.
I love you, Mika.
Later, y'all.
Later.